Welcome, Soul Tribe, to Deep Soul Awakenings with your hosts, Chasity Ryan and Millie Franco. Get ready to shed some light on the unspoken aspects of spiritual and healing journeys.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to this week's episode of Deep Soul Awakenings. I'm your host, Millie Franco. I feel like so much has gone on since the last time I was on here and recorded anything. As you guys are aware, I'm more than sure a lot of you have heard of what's going on in Gaza and the genocide, basically, that is happening. I honestly don't even know how to put into words what it is that I feel in my heart. You know, I've been watching videos of things that are just travesties. You know, I've watched videos of babies being pulled lifeless from rubble, babies in the hospital, parents crying over their babies' bodies. I've watched, you know, just so much violence, so much pain, so much hurt, so much travesty. I feel like I can't really put into words how it is that I feel, because it's just, it hurts my heart, you know. And on the other side of that, you know, you're seeing the travesty, but then you're hearing all of these people speak, and in the way that they speak, they are speaking as if all of these lives have no value, or of it, as if people can be subhuman, as if they don't deserve to live, as if they don't deserve to breathe. And I'm a bit emotional. It just hurts my heart, because when you think about it, it's like, who gets to decide what life has value? Who gets to decide that someone can be subhuman? Who gets to decide who has value and who doesn't? And it seems to be a recurring theme within this place, you know, within the powers that be, within this existence that we have all been experiencing. You know, it seems to really be a theme, because it's like, when you look at the Holocaust, when you look at slavery, when you look at all of the things that have happened in Puerto Rico to Puerto Rican women, when you look at all of the things that happened to indigenous people, indigenous children, indigenous women, consistently, it's as if somebody was able to decide that these lives aren't as valuable. They do not have as much value as others. No one gets to decide that. No one should be able to decide what life has value. No one should get to decide that you deserve to be exterminated for any reason. There are no indigenous people that deserve genocide. There are no innocent babies that deserve to die. There are no innocent people who deserve to die. But then it really makes you think, you know, and it really makes you see the other side of this, and see the side of this where people have been so conditioned and programmed to believe that there is life that has no value, to believe that killing and bombing and all of these things are justified. How could any of that be justified? How could taking anyone's innocent baby's life be justified? Why does your child have a right to live, but someone else's doesn't? Why does your child have the right and the ability to learn your traditions and learn your customs and learn your ways, but others don't? Look at what happened to the indigenous people in Canada with the schools that these poor babies were sent to, with the hundreds and hundreds of unmarked graves of children that they have found, all of these babies. Look at the babies, the indigenous babies that are taken away and aren't allowed to learn their customs and their people's way of connecting. It's like a purposeful disconnection to indigenous ways of life, to ways of living with the earth, to the way of the great spirit of the creator, of connection. There is a Hopi prophecy from an indigenous tribe, the Hopi people, that speaks of us coming to a point where we have a choice. We have the choice of living in an organic way or an inorganic way, a distorted type of way. You know, when I think of everything, when I think of technology, and when I think of the way that everything is going right now, we are disconnected. We are disconnected from spirit. We are disconnected from source. We are not connected to our hearts. We are not connected to our nature. There are a lot of people who do not see all things as beings. All things as energy. All things as having value. Our earth is a living being. The trees are living beings. The animals are living beings. They all have value. They should all be respected. You know, the earth allows us to live upon her and provides everything that we need in order to survive, in order to thrive. And instead, we continuously, not we, because we're not us specifically, but there are people that hurt her. There are people that contaminate her. There are people that pollute her. There are people that fight over her land and do unjust things in order to claim her, when in all reality, the earth and her land cannot be claimed. We do not own her. We are just lucky to live upon her. And this prophecy says that we're going to be asked to choose. We're going to ask to be to choose between technology and artificial intelligence and disconnect. Between all of that technology, all of that which drives us and disconnects us. Because when you really think about it, when you think about us as people, for a lot of us, we are addicted to our cell phones. We are addicted to technology. Our babies are addicted to the tablets and iPads, you know, and our kids are addicted to the video games. And when they're sitting there, for a lot of them, when our kids are playing video games, for a lot of them, they're sitting there playing violent video games where they're killing and hurting and doing all of these crazy things, and they're so into it. And a lot of people, you know, they have their babies watching YouTube and they're not monitoring what their babies are watching. And when you look at a lot of these videos portray themselves to be for kids. And then you look and all of a sudden Mickey Mouse has a knife and he's slitting someone's throat and it's chaos. But those are the things that we choose to feed ourselves. We're at a point in time where for a lot of the things that are online, we can't, for the most part, for a lot of things, tell what's created by AI and what is real. It's distorted. The truth becomes distorted. But on the other side of that, on the other choice, the other fork in the road, the other side that we have to choose, it's connection to our hearts, connection to our light, connection to the great creator, connection to spirit, connection to energy, connection to what really is organic matter, life, love, happiness. I feel that us as human beings, when we are connected to our heart space, when we are connected to the great creator, when we are connected to spirit, when we are connected to what we truly are and move in alignment and authentically, we are loving beings. We are compassionate beings. We move with love. We move from our hearts. Our hearts guide us and they guide us to our truth. And I feel that when we are connected to our heart spaces, when we are connected to the Great Spirit, to the Creator, we understand truth because it is no longer distorted. Because sometimes, honestly, in my truth, the truth cannot be found, it can only be felt. My truth is something that I feel within my heart that I allow to guide me. When I am connected to my heart space, I am able to be of service to others. And for those of you that know me, that really know me, when I am connected to my heart, I am connected to my gifts. I am able to speak with resonance. And I am able to give many of you the gift of connecting with your loved ones. But this in me is only possible when I am connected to Source, the Creator, in my heart. So I say this to say that for me, I feel like this prophecy is here now. We are being asked to make a choice now. You know, what is it that you hold as sacred? You know, and for a lot of people, money is the driving force. And of course, money is an energy. And in this dimension that we live in, this place that we live in, money is a guiding force because you need money in order to buy the things that you need to live and the way that things are set up. But in the essence of being able to be connected to nature, understanding how to grow the things that you need, understanding how to honor life. In all reality, the earth provides you what you need to live, what you need to survive. All of the material things are just extra. All of the technology is just extra. You know, I apologize also if you guys can hear my son's potty in the background. Whenever I do anything that's connected to spirit, it tends to go off. And I usually take it as that is the way that spirit is letting me know that it is present and my people, you know. But when we think about it, you know, money tends to be the driving force. Technology tends to be the driving force. So a lot of people and the things that they do and the ways that they wish to obtain money, it's not necessarily because they want to live a better life where they're connected to nature, where they can save, you know, like the parts of the earth that are untainted or help other people or anything like that. It's because they want to be able to obtain material things, the newest iPhone, the newest iPad. They want to be able to show that they have the money to accumulate things that in the end don't necessarily bring them happiness. For a lot of us, we convince ourselves that material things are the things that are going to show that we are happy. But let me tell you, I used to be a person who needed to have different technology consistently. I used to be a person who wanted to spend so much money on the way that I dress and the things that I buy. And I wanted the biggest TV and I wanted the most updated phone, and I wanted all beautiful things. I wanted to obtain all of these material things, but let me tell you, none of these things ever brought me happiness. None of them. I found true happiness in connecting with the water and sitting outside in nature and watching the bees feed off of the flowers and watching the birds fly and watching my sons play together and waking up in the morning and seeing my son smile at me with happiness because they are just so happy that I am their mother. Sorry, I get emotional. But I say this to say that the happiness that I have found, money could not buy. The value that I have found in myself and others, money could not buy. And in all of this, I have learned that we all have value. There is no life that is more valuable than someone else's. There is no life that holds more presence, more weight than another. And there is no one on this earth who is subhuman, who deserves less than anyone else. But it hurts me to know that we are so disconnected from each other, from our truth, that we allow ourselves to believe that a life, that energy could have more value than another energy, that life could have more value than another, that one person's child should be allowed to live and another's should not. We allow ourselves to be conditioned into thinking that we are allowed to decide that. And I get emotional and I cry because it hurts my heart. And at the end of the day, I feel like there can only be one truth. And in order to find that truth, you have to be connected to spirit. You have to be connected to the creator. You have to understand that everything is a being. Everything has life. Everything has value. You have to honor that. You know, I am grateful. And I am in a place where I am able to honor my ancestors and move and speak and use my voice in ways that they could have only dreamed. And I hope that in the ways that I move and in the embodiment of the person that I have become, that I bring my ancestors honor. I hope that I bring my ancestors honor in the ways that I move, in the ways that I am, in the ways that I love my sons, in the ways that I fight for my sons with what I feel is best for them from my heart. Because in all the decisions that I make, I allow my heart to guide me. And people at times may not understand my decisions and may feel that the decisions that I'm making are based off of them or projections of how I feel about them. But at the end of the day, they are not. I do everything for my children in the ways that I feel holds them sacred, holds how they feel sacred. Because I want to teach them that they are the most important people in their own lives and that they need to take care of themselves and honor themselves, but that everyone around them should also be honored. Because all life has value. I don't know how it is that we got to this place where we are so disconnected, but I do believe that the Hopi prophecy makes sense and that we are in a place that we are being asked to choose. Are we are going to continue to allow ourselves to be guided by technology, by artificial intelligence, by all of the things that distort our truth, distort everything that we know, that place fear at the forefront in order to make us act in a way that they deem appropriate? Or are we going to hold ourselves as sacred, the connection to the earth as sacred, all beings, all energy as sacred? We are all fractals of source. We come from the same energy. We all come from the great creator. And that connection has the ability to guide us in so many ways. Since I have connected with my ancestors and I have listened to their guidance as they look upon me from the stars, my life has transformed. And while I am still healing and I admit that I am not perfect, I am the happiest that I have ever been. Because there was one day where I sat and I thought to myself, what is the alternative? For those of you who want to heal, but don't know how, or allow yourselves to stay in this victim mind state where you continuously think that life just keeps happening to you and it's going to keep happening. Of course it is going to keep happening to you if you allow it to. You have to get to a place where you hold yourself accountable. You are accountable for your healing. You are accountable. Those days where you feel depressed that you are in bed, but you feel like you cannot get out, Trust me, I understand. I can relate. A few years ago, I experienced those days where I felt like I couldn't get out of bed, that I didn't even want to shower. I was in a relationship where I was unhappy. I was in a place where I was disconnected from my children. I didn't know what to do. Until one day, I honestly feel like I was sick of my shit, and I decided that I was going to hold myself accountable, and I was going to go to therapy, and I was going to go to get help, and I was going to continue to heal and hold myself accountable to my healing every day. And I was going to pray, and I was going to connect, and I was going to be out in nature. And to me, the indigenous lifestyle, the indigenous way of life has always spoken to me. I come from a family who was born and raised in Puerto Rico, who lived in the campos, who lived, you know, connected, who lived a very different life, but they came here because they told that life, you could find a better life here, a fast life here, a faster paced life here. So in my mother, from my mother's family, I am first generation born here in New York. Disconnected from my land, disconnected from my people. And in this path that I have been on, I find that what I seek is connection to the land, is connection to my people, is connection to my ancestors. Because in my healing, I heal my ancestors. And in the ways that I move, I continue to hope to bring them honor. I continue to hope to speak their names so that they are not forgotten. To continue to learn our ways, to continue to pass on the ways that I have learned from my mother to my sons, so that those things are not forgotten. So that the ways of connecting are not forgotten. I choose the organic path. I choose the path that connects me to my heart. I choose the path that connects me to the great creator that honors all life. And right now, I feel like we are all being asked to choose. Are you going to allow technology to be the driving force? Are you going to allow money to be the driving force? Are you going to allow yourself to continue to be fed truths that are distorted? Because to me, truth can be felt. I can feel within the vibration of someone's voice when they are lying to me, and I feel it through my body. I say all of this to say that I love all of you, and I appreciate all of you, and I am proud of all of you and how far you have come and how you have held yourself accountable. But now I ask all of you to connect within your heart space and find the truth that you feel within your heart and figure out what it is that you stand for right now, here in this moment. What do you stand for? How do you move? How do you embody that in the actions and the decisions that you make every day? I use my voice and I speak my heart and my truth. In this podcast and every day and everything that I do. For those people, for those ancestors who could not, who were killed for being numb, who were killed for being connected to spirit and understanding, connection, and the sacred ways that our ancestors, the ways that they once lived that we are now disconnected from. And I seek to bring that back. I seek to bring that back within my life, to my sons, within my lineage, within the lives of the generations who will be before me. And I seek to bring that healing into the lives of the generations before me and in front of me. I seek to live this life with honor, with the true embodiment of what it is that I hold as sacred and what it is that I hold as true. And I implore all of you to figure out, to learn yourselves, to understand your truths, so that you can live in that as that embodiment as well. All life is sacred. All life has value in the same ways that yours does. So I ask all of you to continue to move with the embodiment of that, with the understanding of that. The connection to spirit, the connection to God, the connection to the creator is always there. You are always connected. You just have to understand, you just have to connect with your heart space in order to understand the distortion. Go out into the sun, go out into nature, connect with your heart space. Allow yourself to separate from the distortion and find your truth inside. Find what it is that you hold as sacred. What it is that you truly feel, despite the conditioning, despite the distortion. You have the power to heal yourself. For anyone who ever told you that you were weak, that is a lie. You are not weak. You are strong. You have the power to change your life. You need to shift your perspective so that you are able to focus. So that what you see is no longer all of the bad things that are happening. So that you can train yourself to see the good things. So that you can focus on them and call more of that to you. This path has not been easy. But in this path, I have found happiness. To me, happiness is watching the waves of the water, looking at my son's faces, seeing them smile, being able to be in community with my brothers and my sisters, and facing our darkness together. There's so much beauty in connection. There's so much beauty in alignment. There's so much beauty in authenticity. For a lot of us, we are so disconnected from our heart space that we convince ourselves that we need to act differently. We can't be as nice as we are because people take advantage of that. And we convince ourselves to become these other people. I feel like I've been blessed with the gift to really see people for who they are down inside. And to me, and all of the people who I have met, especially those ones who come off as angry and standoffish, what I have found is that those people are disconnected from themselves. Those people are disconnected from their heart. Those people were disconnected from love. And in all reality, they are children who were forced to grow up and navigate this world. When the children that are inside of all of us, the inner child that we hold inside of all of us, that child was meant to be magical and will always be magical. I love all of you. I am proud of all of you and how far you have come. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you for allowing me to use my voice. And thank you for the things that you accept into your heart with resonance. May we all continue to honor our ancestors. May we continue to elevate them and ourselves. May we continue to be able to look to the stars and allow them to guide us. Till next time, I love all of you. Be kind to yourself. Peace.
Thanks for listening to this episode and continuing on this journey with us. Be sure to join our growing communities on Facebook and Instagram. We can't wait to have you back with us next week. Thank you for allowing us to be your voice. Until next time, remember to take care and be kind to yourself.